that is what we call each other.
Hi, Snowball, you handsome guy,
Mane said and scratched him in the soft fur behind his ears. He likes that. Mane loves animals, so I let her take Snowball for walks pretty often.
Lovely sunshine,
Pop said.
Perfect weather for an ice cream.
And how do you plan to get hold of an ice cream? I said.
Like this? Hocus pocus,
she said, and snapped her fingers. In the same second, a bell started ringing and an ice cream truck turned around the corner. Mane and I stared with our mouths open.
How on earth did...
Mane exclaimed.
You are so easy,
Pop laughed.
It is Thursday, it is 3:30, and the ice cream truck has a stop right there. You just have to know the schedule.
The truck stopped a few houses away. Pop ran over there and brought back three ice creams.
Here are three cold kisses, one for each of us, she said.
Cold kisses?
Mane giggled.
Get a grip, Pop.
That is what they are called,
Pop said.
There is strawberry, raspberry and cherry.
Dibs on the cherry, I said. As I tore the paper off the ice cream, I let go of the leash, just for a few seconds. But that was enough. In the same moment, Snowball jumped over the gate and landed in the garden. A red cat hissed at him. Snowball barked as loud as he could. The cat turned around and ran up the path with Snowball after him. I had forgotten about the wild cats living in the garden in front of the castle, where they can stay in peace. Well, except for now.
Snowball! I yelled. Heel! Come here!
It did not help. He was too focused on the cat. It was running directly for the house. Now I noticed that the door was ajar. The cat went inside, and Snowball was right behind it.
No!
I yelled and ran up the path. I had promised myself not to set foot in the castle again, but I had to take care of Snowball. When I pushed the door open, Pop and Mane had caught up with me. We looked into the...